First, the theory. McGraw has published research papers on the concept of benign violation. It's the idea that humor comes from mixed emotions that are both positive and negative.
The other thing that we found is good support for this idea that humor is tragedy plus time, or more generally, tragedy plus distance. So it doesn't have to be just time. It could be social distance, bad things happening to other people. And what is that? How is that a benign violation? Well, distance helps remove some of the threat with having fallen down the stairs or having some bad breakup in life or whatever it may be, that it helps people derive some delight even from these tragedies.
So there's a real dark underside to what we find funny.
I think so.
Now, I want to bring Joel into the conversation. You two have traveled to a number of different countries. Tell me about your recent trip to Denmark. You talked to some of the artists involved in the Muhammad cartoon controversy.
They literally now have to live under 24/7 security. They've had threats on their lives. And so we looked at, why would a simple, funny drawing be so threatening to somebody that someone would have to risk their own lives?
And so, Pete, how is all this connected to your overarching theory of benign violation?
So when you think about this idea, it essentially says that you have to take a risk if you want to make people laugh. It helps explain the sort of two sides of failures at trying to make people laugh. You can fail in that you bore people, or you could fail in that you offend people. And it really highlights the challenge of trying to create this kind of emotional experience in others, especially when you don't know those other people very well, or when those other people are on some other side of the globe, or on some other side of a set of religious principles.
And that idea of failure, it seems like every now and again we see a clip of a comedian who's maybe gone too far in their stand-up routine, and a video gets released, and then they have to apologize for what they said. What are your thoughts on that?
Comedy may fail, and may only fail briefly, and only fail with, you know, 50 or 60 people, now can fail big on a big stage. And it may fail in part because the people who are receiving the joke weren't intended to receive the joke, right? They are not the type of person who's in the audience. They're not in the mindset of the person who's in the audience. They haven't had a few drinks. They haven't been warmed up by previous comedians. And this was evident to us in our trip to Denmark. These political sort of caricatures that were created that ended up being so offensive and so explosive prior to the internet wouldn't have had as much of an effect, because they would have shown up in a paper, and the people who read the paper aren't the people who would be offended by them.
We've gotten to some serious topics here. I was hoping you could end the interview by explaining what the world's funniest joke is.
I'll leave it to Joel. Joel knows it better than me.
I think it was the year 2001. This British professor decided to set out and find the world's funniest joke. He did so by spending a year with this website where he had people submit as many jokes as they could, and he had people rate them. And what it came down to was the winner. It is two guys are hunting in the woods, and all of a sudden one of them keels over and it is not looking good. So the other guy pulls out his cell phone and calls 911. And he says, "Help me, help me. My friend's in major trouble. He's lying down. I can't tell what's going on." So the person said, "Okay, first check to make sure if he's dead." And then you hear a gunshot. And he comes back on, says, "Okay, now what?" Silence. See, not a very good joke. And actually, the professor who did this, now he says it's basically the world's blandest joke, because in order to offend the least amount of people is basically what the world's funniest joke is, as opposed to one that so many people find hilarious.
You've been listening to Humor Code authors Joel Werner and Pete McGraw. They'll talk about their research and their travels this Friday at the Denver Art Museum. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.